اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Can you just please move forward and say salawat one more time? صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فروي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله من الجابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري قال: كان النبي يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كما يعلمنا الصور من القرآن، ويقول: إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر فليركع ركعتين من غير فريضة، ثم ليقول: اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك. This is salawat one more time. Dear brothers and sisters, as yesterday I reached up to the point that I had to discuss about one of the aspects, although there are many criterions that I would like to discuss when a spouse comes and somebody comes to ask for the marriage or engagement in a house. So there are many criteria that Islam has already introduced, and many conditions are being said. So we will go through one by one, but one of the criteria that has become just as common, and those criteria are being misused sometimes. We would like to see that the basis of istikhara in our school, how important is that, and what is the original meaning of istikhara, and how we are using today. First of all, there are many narrations about this term. This terminology, it is used, of course, commonly within the life of Prophet, peace be upon him, and also in the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that has been used. And nowadays, there are books that have been published with the name of istikhara. So there are plenty of hadith that speak about this term, this istikhara. I'm going to narrate one or two hadith just to understand that it is used. It's not something that today we are using, but that is being used in the time of Prophet and also in the time of Ahl Bayt Rahim As-Salam. And this hadith is being considered as one of the correct hadith. Or it's been said, if we gather two different correct ahadith, that is amongst those, al-jam'u bayna sahihain, that has been a combination of two correct ahadith. And that is being narrated from Jabir ibn Abdullah, one of the companions of Prophet, peace be upon him. As he said, innahu qala, that he said that Qana Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the traditions of Prophet, peace be upon him, was that he used to teach the people about istikhara. Yu'allimuna al-istikhara. Prophet, peace be upon him, was teaching us about istikhara. So what was that when Prophet was teaching? So we would like to see that what was Prophet teaching to the other people. If that is that important that Prophet himself has to teach to other people, al-istikharatu fil-umur, in all the matters and affairs, Prophet, peace be upon him, was teaching istikhara to the people. كَمَا يُعَلِّمُنَا السُّوَرْ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. As he was teaching rest of the surahs of the Quran. So that means it's, this is also equal to the surahs and Quran and chapters of Quran. That is how it's important. وَيَقُولُ, and Prophet, peace be upon him, used to say, إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْآمْرِ. Whenever somebody start thinking about anything to do. So let's say I would like to do a job. I like to do a business. I like to go for a study. So anything that is concerning me when I like to do, then Prophet used to say that فَلْيَرْكَعَ رَكْعَتَيْنِ. Now look at the meaning of istikhara. What was that Prophet was teaching to those people? You should pray two rak'at. مِنْ غَيْرِ فَرِيضَةٍ. It's nafila. Just two rakat nafila. Pray two rakat nafila. And after that you should say, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْتَخِيرُكَ بِعِلْمٍ. So there is a lengthy dua after that. Allah, I seek blessing from you and from your knowledge. That means we would like to say that, Allah, you know better about but what it is going to happen with my intention, and after that, the action that I'm going to take, and all the consequences of my action that are known by you, and I'm seeking blessing from you. There is nothing involved that somebody opens Quran, or somebody looks at the speech, for example, or maybe writing those type of the papers that has been said. There are three types of istikhara that have been introduced. One is istikhara from Quran. Second is istikhara dhatul riqa', that people, they write little slips, paper slips, and they put under the mat, and then after the prayer, they have to take it out and see that which one is their option, what option they have to follow. And also that has not been said, you have to look in the tasbih, how many beats are going to remain. That's not been mention even. It's been said just two rakat prayer, and after that you pray before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I seek blessing from you. So that shows the meaning, the real meaning of istikhara. That means seeking blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astakhiru, astakhirullah. I want to seek khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I'm taking a step, I'm moving in my life. So in every part of your life, you have to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mean that you have to do and go and do particular istikhara. But you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I need blessing in my steps. So that is original meaning of istikhara. That was originally being designated in Islam. So Prophet, peace be upon him, was teaching the people that when you like to take any step, don't step trusting on yourself, trusting on your money. Don't trust on your bank balance. But trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Step with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is one of the things that a Muslim needs to practice in their life. And Prophet had to teach with the surahs, with the Quranic chapters. It is a practical tawheed. That is real monotheism. That is tawakkul ala Allah. Please say salawat. So I've just noted few of the parts of dua that what Prophet was asking. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik. I seek blessing from your knowledge. Wa astaqdiruka biqudratik. And I seek power from your power. Because I would like to have ability to do something. If I like to go for a course, then you have to give me this ability. If I like to do a job, then you have to give me ability. If I like to learn and memorize something, then you have to give me ability that I can do that. وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ. I beg from your greatest grace. You are gracious and provide me from your grace. I would like to have your mercy and the blessing. So this type of istikhara, I think every mu'min has to practice. We need to practice. Yes, I've decided, but I have to stand, pray 2 rakat. Then after praying, read this dua. And this action is going to be blessful action, definitely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless, because you trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a total trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. If anybody trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is sufficient. So let's say that you have gone through, you have seen, for example, somebody who came as a proposal in your life. You have looked upon, you have seen the circumstances, everything, and now you like to step forward. You like to move forward. You like to go for engagement. On that day, you should pray 2 rak'at and read this dua and go for engagement. That's it. That does not need, you don't need to call any or Maulana. You don't need to call any Ayatullah or Marja. But this is istikhara that everybody can do that. And this is one of the best form of istikhara. Because you're not in doubts now. You are trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the doubts are going to be removed. Actually, you have erased the doubts from your heart. Second type of the istikhara also, it is close to that, but that, look at that, it's not particular as we do. It's been said, إِنَّ النَّبِيِّ قَالَ يَا أَنْسِ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ans. Ans, one of the Ravis, or one of the companions. So it's not been said which one, Ans, in Ans ibn Malik or anybody, but this is just the name is mentioned. إِذَا هَمَمْتَ بِأَمْرٍ. When you made intention of anything, ham, that means making intention of anything. إِذَا هَمَمْتَ بِأَمْرٍ فَاسْتَخِرْ رَبَّكَ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ. Seek blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 7 times. So you should say 7 times. أَسْتَخِيرُ اللَّهَ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. أَسْتَخِيرُ اللَّهَ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. أَسْتَخِيرُ اللَّهَ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. So for example, if you said 7 times, that is going to give you a blessing. فَاسْتَخِرْ ربك فيه سبع مرات ثم منظر إلى الذي يسبق إلى قلبك فإن الخير فيه. So for example, if you made a decision and after making the decision you recited those du'as 7 times, then you have to think, pay attention on yourself, whatever it comes in your mind, practice that. So nothing has been said, you have to open Quran. Nothing has been said that you have to do istikhara and tasbih, or you have to do istikhara of dhatul riqa'. And that is practical for every mu'min. Every believer can do that. And this is some, you know, anything that it comes in our mind, that also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَلْهَمْهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. He is the one who inspires fujur and taqwa in our hearts. In order to do the actions, we have to believe that when I prayed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to change my mind. And whatever it is going to come in my mind, that is what it's best for me. That is different type of the istikhara. Now let us look at that mustalah istikhara. Mustalah istikhara. That is common today. And especially in our communities that have come a lot more common. Mustalah means the terminology. This terminology is used for these purposes. So there are 3 types of the istikhara that have become just particular istikharas. Otherwise, when I said that original meaning is going to stay in the origin, we should not change that. This is not the istikhara that has been asked or it's been encouraged. If it is used much in ahadith of Ayyamah alayhi wasalam, they did not want people that they have to be stuck somewhere and all the time they have to be confused and making themselves more confused. No, this was not the meaning. Actually, we become more confused and more confused. that, for example, once you do istikhara and second time you do istikhara, that should I do istikhara or not? You know, this is what is happening. Many people did this in that, okay, so I'm going to do istikhara. Should I do istikhara for that? Oh my God, that is actually putting ourselves in a trouble. We are not getting out of this confusion. What was the meaning if particular istikhara it's been said, why it's been said? It has been said that if we are in a situation that we are stuck, we cannot make a decision, and there is a total confusion. When we become in confusion, for example, we consulted with the people, we went around, we asked the proposal, a proposal has come for the marriage, so I asked about that person, and the people, they praised about that person, or maybe they said something different. Then I experienced, I tried to spend some time with that brother or sister. My parents, they have gone through, we have seen their family. So all those things that we need to see, we already have been going through. And then after that, still I feel that I cannot make a decision. Still I cannot make a decision. So the person who cannot make a decision, there can be two types of the people. One is shakkak. Shakkak is the person who is sick of the confusion, lives in the confusions. Most of the time is confused. So let's say he recites a prayer, and then after that he starts thinking, did I recite prayer or not? He started making a wudu over there, he has a doubt. One of our teachers used to say that when we were studying in Najaf, at that time there was somebody who used to perform the prayer. And when he was standing for the prayer at that time, because he wanted to say properly Allahu Akbar, this qira'at, it can also make some people confused. So he used to say Allah, Allah, Allah. And he used to say that we used to go, come back from our prayer, and still he was making his takbir. His takbir was continuous. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So he was in doubt that I'm saying right or not. So that situation also can happen. So for this type of people, for this type of person, fiqh has said that they have diagnosed. Fiqh has diagnosed this person. What is the tablet for this person? The tablet for this person, that any time this type of person becomes in doubt, he should not give any importance to the doubt, but he has to step up and do the action rather than staying in doubts. I told brothers that there was somebody, he was shakkak in our madrasa, that when he wanted to wash something at that time, he was really in doubt. He was thinking the najasat is not removed. So he used to put the water, and he opened the tub, and all the time continuously washing, that it's not being washed. So once I was in a bath, I was having ghusl, and he was washing out. It took 15 minutes that he was just washing one cloth, his dress. And then he gave it to me. He was still in doubt that was it washed or not. He gave it to me, Maulana, can you wash it again? So this type of person should not do istikhara even. What he needs to do, whenever doubt comes, at that time remove the doubts and step further and do something, an action that this confusion can be removed and sickness can be removed. Please say salawat altogether. Yes, there is a person who actually takes istikhara or consults with the people, does all the actions, goes around, tries to use his mind, and most of the time he can do the practices, there is no problem with him, but there is a very important practice that he would like to do, and now the person is stuck and confused. In order to get out of this confusion, it is said that you can do istikhara. But the place of istikhara is in umur that are mubah, affairs that are mubah, that are optional. You cannot do istikhara in makruhat. You cannot do istikhara in mustahabbat. We cannot do istikhara in wajibat. There is no place of istikhara in muharramat. Should I go on that restaurant to eat? Even I do not know that there is halal or haram. I made istikhara, no, I'm really happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you can go and eat over there. No, that is wrong. You cannot eat. If you are not sure that he is providing halal, you cannot make it halal with istikhara. As some people, they say today that zabiha, you go buy from the Walmart and say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that will become halal. No, that is not the way you can make it halal. So it's only in mubah option. Second, it has to be only in important decisions. Yes, some people, they are maybe really pious and they have reached up to the point that they don't want to do anything without istikhara, so that is their own choice. But it is said only in important decisions. Yes, marriage is one of the important decisions, but there has to be a place for istikhara where we have to do. It should not be done after the commitments. Third thing that I would like to advise, it should not be done after the commitments. So let's say I want to choose a job. Yesterday I gave an example. So I went over there, I've gone through the interview, I've been chosen in the interview, and then I made some commitments, inshallah someday I'm going to start the job, and then I go and I ask Maulana, can you do istikhara? And Maulana said, no, istikhara is not right. And then you put these people in a trouble. No, that is not the place of istikhara. Islam says, مَنْ لَا أَحْدَ لَهُ لَا إِيمَانَ لَهُ. The person who does not have ahd, the person who cannot keep their promises, there is no faith for them. Keeping the promise is important. Not following the istikhara. Istikhara has no shari place. But ahad, wa'ada, promise, has a shari place. When you promise somebody, at that time it becomes wajib for you that you have to follow the promise. But ask any mujtahid, if I do istikhara, is it wajib for me that I have to follow? No. Ahd is wajib, payman is wajib. Making commitments, that becomes wajib. This is salawat. So we are not making istikhara for clearing about the situation of that business. How is that business? We are making istikhara to get out of this situation. They get out of the situation that I am in. This is confusion. Should I do or should not? Another thing that is important for istikhara is not a prediction for the future. Many people, when they like to do istikhara, they think that it is going to predict about the future. Future is going to be good. No, not necessarily. Istikhara is for the moment that what you need to do now. Tomorrow, it depends on our actions. Let's say, for example, I did istikhara for a business, then I'm lazy, I did not put any effort, and I'm failed. This failure is not for istikhara. It's not because of istikhara. It is because of my laziness. I should not blame that, oh, you know, Maulana, when I started, I did istikhara. No, this is wrong. That is why many people, when they start thinking that when istikhara is being done, the future is guaranteed. No, there's no guarantee for that. Future can be different type of future as well. There is a narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. That somebody comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen asking him that, can you make istikhara? And Imam made istikhara for him. And Imam said that you should not do. You are not supposed to do this. And he went from there, he already had decided before. You know, many people after making decision, then they come and asking istikhara. They already made the mind, but now they just wanted to make sure that is it good or not. So he went and started the business, and he was successful in the business. He comes back after, for example, a couple of months, asking Amir al-Mu'mineen, what happened? That you made istikhara, it wasn't good. I went and I started working, but nothing happened. My business is good, alhamdulillah, I'm doing very well. This is interesting. Imam said, when you started the day, you started the business, did you miss Fajr prayer or one of the prayers? He said, yes, I did. Imam said that istikhara, that did not come good. It was for that just one prayer. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, missing one prayer is important than your whole business. Yes, you can be successful, but you're not going to be successful on the Day of Judgment because you missed the prayer. So there can be possibilities for istikhara. There can be different possibilities why istikhara is not good. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is something that has come good or not good, then we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trusting in Allah, that also it's important. Istikhara is not for the individuals. For example, there was a proposal. A person came for the marriage, asking from you, there is a girl or boy, they are making a proposal. And you made istikhara, and istikhara said, it's not good. And now you start judging about that person. You say that, you know, this person is not a good person because istikhara wasn't good. No, that's not the meaning of istikhara. We cannot judge somebody through istikhara. Istikhara wasn't good for me, but it does not mean that a person is fasiq, for example. The person is munafiq, for example. Because istikhara did not come, then I advise few people that, you know, don't marry with this person because my istikhara wasn't good. So that can happen as well. Sometimes we make judgment through istikhara, but istikhara, it's misuse of istikhara. It is not proper use of istikhara. As I've said before, that istikhara does not have any shari value. Many people, they ask that if I have done istikhara, then is it wajib for me that I have to follow? No, it's not wajib. Yes, it is important. I was reading that it was asked from Rahbar, Ayatullah Al-Uzma Sayyidani Al-Khamenei, Hafizahullah, that if I do istikhara, then what is your advice? Should I follow or I shouldn't follow? He said, you should follow. But he cannot say shari'i ruling about that. That it is wajib for you that you have to follow. Because he had asked advice. This is just an advice. A marja sometimes advises the people and sometimes gives the ruling. As a doctor gives advice sometimes, and sometimes he says this is obligatory. You have to do that. This is mandatory for you. Same as the position of marja. Why it is important to follow? Because when I made istikhara, I made a commitment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said that I am trusting in Allah. Whatever it comes out of this istikhara, I'm going to follow that. So now it is important that I have to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it comes out. And trust in that. This is trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing, that when we have removed our doubt, let's say that I was in confusion. For any reason, I have come out of confusion. There is no place of istikhara. I should not do any istikhara. Then I have to go and start my job. Start whatever I want to do. Make decision. Because brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided the intelligence, knowledge, the wisdom. Human being is very important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks that you, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. In the Quran you read many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this challenge. Don't you think? أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Don't you ponder? Sometimes you have to use your mind. This is really important, that using the mind, it gives us opportunity that we become more intelligent. When we use the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these blessings are going to be increased, especially our daily affairs. You know, some people, they are very weak in making decisions. It's because we never used our intelligence in order to make the decisions. But some people, they are very strong. These leadership abilities, every human being has those abilities. Husband and wives, they have those abilities. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَى. The men have that ability to manage a female. Management, you should have management. This ability, making decision and stepping forward. If you do not have, then you have a weakness. Maybe sometimes this ability of decision, it has to be given to the wife. Not necessarily that all the cases, a rajul is going to be qawwam. He's going to be manager. No, in all the cases it's not. If he does not have that ability to make decision, then Sharia is going to give that this has to be given ability to the wife. She has to take this decision. Because you cannot. Sharia cannot make a family as stuck, that they are stuck somewhere. Husband is confused all the time. If husband is confused, then he will lose that authority. Let's say, for example, father is being given this authority to make decision. He's wali. But in some of the cases, he can lose this authority of wilayat. When he cannot make right decision, at that time, he will lose authority of wilayat. Father is being said, father is wali after daughter. But in a case that father cannot make proper and correct decision, he is taking wrong decision, in that case his wilayat is going to be removed. This wilayat is going to be given to the daughter herself. She can take decision. So brothers and sisters, in conclusion, I would like to say, istikhara in origin, it means seeking the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istikhara in origin, that whenever you like to take a step, at that time pray two rak'at and then say astaghfirullah bi rahmatihi khayratan fi afiyah, and step up towards that. Not to only wait to istikhara and tasbih, not to only wait to do istikhara and Quran, not to only wait istikhara do istikhara dhatu riqa. The istikhara of the Prophet that he taught the people, that was performing the prayer and trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stepping towards your aims and objectives. That Islamic society needs to be flourish. Our youth needs to have a message that is proper message. We need to use logic. Islam is not a religion that we have to, you know, use that and make our own concepts. Islam is a religion that wants to have our development. And development of the society, development of the youth, is that they have to use their mind in order to make the decision. You have to make your mind stronger that it can take decisions. Yes, in a case that where you feel that you're weak in a make decision, then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray two rak'at. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to inspire, as Prophet has said, that if you pray two rak'at and say few times those du'as, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to inspire your mind and you will take right decision. But if after that still confusion remains, then you may do istikhara in order to come out of the confusion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us that intelligence and knowledge. May Allah provide us wisdom in our life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah remove all the misconceptions from our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless during this month of Ramadan. May Allah give us opportunity that we can read Quran and follow the Quran. May Allah raise us on the Day of Judgment with Quran. May Allah provide us shafa'at of Quran on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide the shafa'at of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide the unity to the Muslim Ummah. May Allah provide success and the victory to the Muslim Ummah, especially those who are oppressed people. May Allah provide victory to the oppressed people of the world. Please recite a Fatiha for the souls of Mu'mineen, Mu'minat, and Shuhada, and especially Imam of the Shuhada, Ma'as Salawat.